largest resorts have been spared a strike.
We will say right now, we have a contract here with Las Vegas. Thank you.
The Hotel Workers Union announcing it reached a tentative five-year deal with Wynn today following agreements with both Caesars and MGM. KLAS-TV's Brian Will.
Wynn Resort sent us a statement this morning, and they said, we are pleased that we were able to reach an agreement with the Culinary Workers Union Local 266, which fulfills our shared goal of providing outstanding benefits and overall compensation to our employees. Now, as for what's next, a ratification vote will need to be scheduled, and then that strike that was scheduled for this morning at Wynn Properties has been called off.
Now to the Middle East and the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio is near the border with Gaza.
Israel is keeping up its bombing of Gaza, hitting several hospitals in the past day, wounding and killing people in the fallout, said Hamas.
Israel says it's agreed to daily four-hour pauses in fighting at the U.S. request. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken says that's not enough.
Much more needs to be done in terms of both protecting civilians and getting humanitarian assistance to them. And we have concrete plans, things that we're working on that would do just that.
West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's announced he won't run for re-election, but don't count him out of politics. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Manchin has left the door open to a possible third party run for the White House.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out.
West Virginia radio host Hoppy Kirschival knows the senator well.
Did he seem like somebody who's ready to call it a career?
Not at all. This is a guy who wants to have two telephones going and wants to stay very, very busy.
Investigations are underway after elections offices in five states received letters containing powders, some with traces of deadly fentanyl. One was sent to an elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Some people like to call fentanyl a drug, but it's actually poison. It'll kill you. It'll kill you very quickly, very easily, and it's very dangerous.
As his son died of an overdose. Police in Florida say a man sped into two officers with his car. Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office was intentionally attacked and ambushed by a man determined to kill deputy sheriffs.
Officials say the officers had responded to a 911 call from the suspect's mother. One of the officers may have to have his leg amputated. S&P futures up 8. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
It's pro time at Lowe's. Get big savings and rewards during Provember. Right now, buy one exclusive DeWalt 20-volt Max XR Power Detect 2-Tool Combo Kit. Get one select Power Detect Bare Tool free. That's up to a $249 value. And there's more. Save $200 on a DeWalt 12-inch dual bevel sliding miter saw. Because Lowe's knows tools. Lowe's knows pros. Valid through 11/22. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa K. The Adams County Sheriff's Office will host a snowmobile safety course in December this year. The Department of Natural Resources snowmobile safety course begins on Monday, December 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Adams County Community Center. The second day of the course will be Saturday, December 9th from 9 to noon. Refreshments and lunch will be provided by the Adams County Snowmobile Association. You can register at gowild.wi.gov. The Fall Drug Takeback Day in Wisconsin ranked number one in the nation. Wisconsin collected over 53,000 pounds of unwanted medication this fall. Since 2010, Wisconsin has collected over 1.2 million pounds of medications, ranking third in the nation after Texas and California. There's two drug take-back days a year, but Wisconsin has more than 490 permanent drug disposal boxes at law enforcement agencies, hospitals, pharmacies, and health clinics. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:05 on the clock. Got your host, James. I am joined by Seth.
Good morning.
And we're joined every morning by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center, Paul Trombley. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how you doing this morning?
Doing well. How are things there?
Doing good. Doing good. Still got a kind of, it's a cloudy sky out there, but it's still kind of a nice sky and not too bad of temperatures. What has Mother Nature got in store for us through the weekend?
Yeah, still a downturn with these temps today, and then still kind of seasonally cool tomorrow before we kick into these warmer temps Sunday afternoon and next week to follow with those warm temps. Today's size held back to about 40. With the cloudy skies, northwest winds 10 to 15. Lingering clouds 25 tonight. We're looking at more cloudiness Saturday, 42 for the high, light southwest wind. Maybe a little shower sprinkle around early Saturday night, then down to 33. And then skies start to clear off during the day on Sunday. Highs at 52, south winds 10 to 20. 35 Sunday night, 53, some sun Monday. And then 33 Monday night, upper 50s Tuesday, partly sunny. And enjoying this warmth here, upper 50s, even 60 at times here Wednesday through Thursday, and still a fair amount of sun through midweek. So looking forward to that here of an extended outlook. But yeah, cooler, cloudy today, but things are looking up by Sunday afternoon.
Not bad, not bad. We can take that. Might even get some stuff done outdoors this weekend. You got anything to get done this weekend? Got any good plans going on, Mike?
Yeah, you know, I have some aspirations of getting some Christmas lights hung outside.
Nice. Good plan. Good plan.
Now's the time to do it, right? Yes, when it's nicer out.
Exactly.
Good plan. Always good to talk to you, sir. You have a great weekend. We'll get together on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. You guys too.
Appreciate you. Best in the business right there, our good friend Paul Chow from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always appreciate Paul joining us. Appreciate all you being here. Thanks so much for hanging out with us, especially those of you that were joining us on the Sunrise Show and came right over here. If you did that, then your ears are feeling as good as mine, because we just spent the past hour jamming with Kyler Cusio. That was a lot of fun, Seth.
That was very cool. And I do want to let everyone know that if you perchance are just hearing about it right now, well, all you have to do is listen this weekend, Sunday at 8 o'clock, Director's Cut, because we're going to be replaying it.
Yeah. I threw a curveball at Kyler and Seth, and they both rolled with it and hit it out the park. So we're going to go ahead and turn today's Sunrise Show into a Director's Cut episode.
Yes, we are.
Looking forward to that. So, yeah, if you missed anything, you didn't miss nothing, because you can catch it this Sunday at 8. We'll tell you more about that in our schedule a little bit later. But I did want to mention, again, a big shout-out to Kyler Cusio joining us. You're 23. Who's those riders? Music champion. You find out more at KylerCusio.com. KylerCusio.com. And join her tonight. She's got another gig tonight.
Get some
tea, get some something in the throat. That beautiful voice of hers. Mm-hmm. I want to save that. She is performing tonight at Anduzzi's in Kimberly at 7:30. You happen to be in that neck of the woods. Or if you're not, get to that neck of the woods and check Kyler Cusio in her real environment.
Yeah.
She hung with us in the studio here, and we've talked about this before on the air. Our studios aren't necessarily built for music, really built for musicians. I admire and am blown away by every musical act we brought in and how well they adapt to our surroundings.
They've done a great job. Absolutely.
She was one of the best we've had.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, 100%.
The acoustics, everything sounded so good in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's part of her own natural talent. It helps. It helps. We do appreciate Kyler joining us. We'll wrap up talking a little bit of her. And I want to get to a couple of other things with you today, Seth, because we got a lot to do. It is a Veterans Day weekend, so we're going to go on into some Veterans Day stats before we get going too far here today. Got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. After Melissa and our state news, you're going to have a chance to win some free Culver's.
It's Friday, everybody.
It's Friday. You know that means free Culver's.
Star O the Day.
Star of the Day coming up for you. I like Star O the Day.
Star O the Day.
I like that when they always used to put the apostrophe O.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that. So we're going to have that for you all lined up this hour. 9 o'clock hour kicks off with our good friend Mike Clemens. We're going to talk a little bit about the council situation. Want to talk about that with him. And if we have time, preview a little bit of the Green Bay game coming up this weekend.
Yeah.
Mike, I believe, will be at that game. Mm-hmm. So, got a touch of entertainment news, tell you what's new in theaters this weekend, new on your small screen. Some other good stories and That Ain't Right stuff and all those kind of... Actually, I got a doozy of a That Ain't Right story in here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. This is a weird one.
We seem to collect those at the end of the year, the really good ones, for whatever reason. I'm not sure why.
It does seem like at the end of the year, all these do. But yeah, you're right, though. Like, they're just hanging on to the weird. Like, it's February, and we're like, well, wait a minute. Let's wait till
the end of the year. Yeah.
This is a little too weird right now. I did mention that this weekend is, of course, Veterans Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a rundown of Veterans Day articles, including a bunch of different things. And, of course, we have some local stuff we'll be getting mm-hmm. to before we wrap up our show. Here are a few noteworthy Veterans Day articles that have popped up online. There are a lot of deals for past and present service people at mm-hmm. chain restaurants. Buffalo Wild Wings, Chili's, Dunkin', Outback, Pete's Coffee, Starbucks, White Castle.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these places. Most of them just ask for you to flash your military ID.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about all it takes for those. A recent survey of U.S. military veterans asked about the biggest non-health-related challenges in transitioning to civilian life, and finding a job was the clear number one.
Wow.
Can we just pause for a second?
Yeah.
What the what? How is that? How have we let that happen?
That's bizarre.
As a society, have we let that happen where you're a soldier, you're getting ready to wrap up your tour or your run or whatever mm-hmm. you want to say, and your biggest fear, one of your biggest fears is, how am I going to make a living?
Right.
That's... We've messed this up. I'm sorry, people. We've messed this up.
I mean,
if that's the case, which it is, and most of us that know veterans or know current soldiers,
right.
they will tell you the same exact thing. What the what, man?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So let's take out the military part, okay? Let's just say that, you know, they're just we should definitely be talking about that. But let's just say, for hypothetical, let's take out the being in the military part. Look at the training they get. Look at the wonderful training and the education they get in the service. I mean, look at all the different things the service. You can learn all kinds of things when you're in the service. You know, logistics, you know, any kind. I mean, it's practically endless. Yeah. Why? They're well-trained people.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you hire them?
It does literally makes zero sense.
I'm telling you. And then put on top of that, they serve their country. I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
That's just silly.
That falls on all of us. We've messed that up.
I don't know.
You know, we celebrate these holidays. We wrap ourselves in the flag. We like to yell freedom, freedom, USA, mm-hmm. USA.
Yeah.
You don't get to do that stuff and not back it up, like with things like this, like making sure that our soldiers, our current employee, anybody, mm-hmm. that they are, you know, being able to work, being able to find jobs.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Other common responses were parting ways with military friends, finding a new purpose, and adjusting to the absence of familiar routine and structure.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
These are some things to think about when you know a soldier is coming home, or you know that a currently enlisted soldier, things to think about when it comes to asking, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How have you been?
Right.
And simple things like that.
And also remember, it takes, you know, each person is different. It's going to take them different time, you know, to get readjusted. So always keep that in mind as well. Mm-hmm.
A lot of service people are worried about jobs, skills, and education upon leaving the military, so mm-hmm. this could be some good news of the day. The Wall Street Journal says companies have been lining up to hire roughly 200,000 people who leave the military each year.
Excellent. That's good news. We'll take that.
The last jobs report showed that the unemployment rate for former service members is 2.9%. That's a full point lower than the overall U.S. rate.
So that is good news.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I would say that should be zero.
Yeah.
That should be a zero number there.
Yeah. Companies that recruit from the armed forces say that the appeal of vets is rooted in hard work, humanity, and attention to detail, mm-hmm. all things you were just touching on, Seth.
Yeah, that's right.
According to Pew Research, there are more than 18 million living veterans in the U.S., which is about 6% of the country's adult population.
Mm-hmm.
6% of our population.
Yeah, yeah. And in the, I mean, 18 million, that's a big number.
Mm.
But, you know, in the end, it's not that big. We can handle 6%.
Yeah.
We can offer these folks, we can offer them so much for the service that they did
mm-hmm.
that we still aren't doing. And I think there's so much more we could do.
Yeah.
As a government, as a country, as citizens, I mean everyone. Yeah. We can all do more.
This means the share of the U.S. population with military experience has declined. In 1980, about 18% of U.S. adults were veterans.
Wow.
So interesting there.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But also speaks to, when we have less and less people going and joining the forces, we need to appreciate the people who are all that more.
You are absolutely right.
In one poll, 55% of Americans said that they thought everyone who serves in the military is called a soldier. That's not accurate, though. Military members want to be described correctly. Soldiers serve in the Army. While the Marine Corps has Marines, the Navy has sailors, the Armed Force has airmen, regardless of gender,
mm-hmm.
and the Coast Guard has Coast Guardsmen, regardless of gender.
There you go.
And the Space Force has Guardians.
Out of the galaxy.
Respect all of our services completely, but that's going to take a little getting used to.
It's going to take some getting used to.
Let's be honest. Yeah. It's okay to be honest. It's not talking badly about them or anything
No, not at all.
I imagine for them it takes a little getting used to, too. Of all the armed forces as we were growing up, nobody was thinking space.
No, not really.
It's a little bit different. Bit different right there. I'm not sure what that patch even looks like. I'm not sure.
You got to remember that. It's kind of cool. I think I've seen it before.
Yeah. It is kind of cool. Yeah. I know I've seen it. I just can't picture it or anything like that. It's kind of wild to think of, because I know in my family that, you know, I come from a mm-hmm. family of Marines, and more on that in a moment. And I know my papa, my grandfather, I've heard both of them talk about when they were young and they thought about joining the military, that where they wanted to go. It's kind of wild to think of kids out there growing up. One day I'm going to join the Space Force. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty wild, you know?
It's no different than any other branch of the of our military.
Yeah. Even, I mean, when we were kids, that would have been something that would have been like, kind of, wow, really? Space Force? Wow.
In the year 3045, we'll have a Space Force. You know, that's what we would have thought as kids and everything.
Right.
It's interesting. I did mention the Marines. The United States Marine Corps birthday is an American holiday celebrated every year on November 10th mm-hmm. with a traditional ball and cake cutting ceremony. On this day in 1775, the Continental Marines were established.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned before, my grandfather was a Marine
mm-hmm.
and my papa. Who as of right now, is still hanging on and still with us, thank God. We don't have much longer with him, and it's kind of one of the things we're dealing with right now. But him being a former Marine and going over his life a lot over this past couple of days, one of the things that we were talking about that we found out late in life as a family that my pop had lied about his age, that he lied that he was 17 mm-hmm. so that he could join. That's how much it meant to him. That it meant to him to grew up in an immigrant family that felt very, very fortunate to be in this country.
Oh, yeah.
And he was raised by people that felt, well, this country has given us something. What mm-hmm. can we give it? And they gave their son.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of our families out there.
Yeah.
So this weekend, when you are celebrating Veterans Day, when you're enjoying your time off, your family, your friends, when you're hanging out with them, when you see veterans, it's not enough to buy poppies or to donate to causes or anything. I want you to look these gentlemen, these women, these human beings, these Americans in the eye. I want you to show true respect
mm-hmm.
by just saying thank you.
Yeah.
Or how are you? Or any of these things. There are so much more we can do. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's quit talking about it. Let's make it happen.
But I think, James, you could probably agree with this, that most veterans that I've heard, just the thank you
yeah.
is huge. It's just a big deal. Heck, it's nice.
Let's be honest. Even that embarrasses half of them.
That's true, too.
But yeah. Do it anyway.
Make them turn red. Yes. Make them blush a little bit.
They deserve it. And, heck, that's a feather in the cap. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club after Melissa's News. We'll have our Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's. And we've got a little more veteran stats coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 40 today under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
It's my birthday. No one here.
It's time to do some celebrating with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It just feels so weird coming out of that song, but I can't help
Damon
it.
Damon Albarn, he sounds so sad.
He just does. If somebody was singing that to you, like you're like a Chili's or something, you know, like, yeah, hey, it's this guy's birthday. Everybody shows up and they just sing that song.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I like the idea of that, of in those restaurant chains, instead of doing happy birthday, yeah, happy birthday, you know, something like that. It's just happy birthday. Yeah. I like that, actually. That's a mess. It's a little different. A little different. We're a little different around here. And, of course, that we're still loved by our friends at Misty's Menu, even with that.
That's way of putting it.
Treat yourself. A little different. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get on over there. Wish them a great day from all of us. If you're celebrating a birthday today or any day this weekend, let them know. You get a free slice of
Brian's Pies?
Thank you, Seth.
Brian,
thank
you know.
Yes. The head of the pie council let me know. I forgot there for a second.
I know every pie maker.
Yes, you do. And we appreciate Brian and the gang over at Misty's so much.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate all you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want more of them.
Yeah.
Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And, of course, call up on the show, 715-424-2600.
All right.
We also encourage you to use the Civic Media app. And you can just use one touch and you can get right to us.
One button dialing. That's all it takes.
I would think that come in handy with our Star of the Day coming up in a little bit, too.
We would encourage you to get ready.
So
just prepare. Yeah.
You can download a free app. The Civic Media app is completely free. Go ahead and download it wherever you get your downloads and your podcasts and all that stuff. And you can get some free Misties.
Yeah.
Free Culver's.
Culver's.
That is pretty sweet.
That's like a plus, man.
Yes.
That's a bonus.
Download the Civic Media app. And you've got a better chance at winning the Culver's, everybody.
There you go.
Do it. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. And I need a one or a two.
I'm going to throw everyone off. Two again.
Oh, whoa. Well,
I'm out of control, man.
No, he's a wild man. He's a wild card, everybody.
It's Friday, man.
let's dive right into the celebrating. First up, I want to wish you a happy birthday to Missy Romansky.
Oh, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Missy. We wish you a great one. Our qualifier today, Lorna Falkowski.
Ooh, happy birthday, Lorna.
Lorna Falkowski. Seth, is that how you would say that name?
Falkowski. Is how I would pronounce that. Yes,
that is just such a beautiful name. I want to make sure to get that right. That is a good one,
Lorna. Name you do not hear much at all anymore.
Love that name. Yeah, though. We need to bring that back. Need more Lornas. That's a good one. And then we look at Saturday, where we first off want to wish a very happy birthday to actually a friend of ours here at both stations, and he's performed on both stations. He's joined us on Director's Cut, Brad Jansen.
Oh, Brad. Happy birthday, Brad. Yes, he has.
Funny to have Kyler in. Yes. And Brad's birthday
Brad's
this weekend.
This weekend. Yeah, that's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Brad is a wonderful local musician.
Mm-hmm, he is.
He's joined us. He's down south now, right now in Tennessee, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got some newer music out. I encourage everybody to check out Brad Jansen Music. Go there. Mm-hmm. Check it out. Like his stuff. Follow along with what he's doing.
Good stuff, man.
He's a great artist.
Yeah.
A really good guy with his time, too. He's joined us a bunch of times. We got to bring him back. We got to get him back soon.
Just listening to him talk, he's got one of those nice, raspy, cool-sounding voices, too. I mean, it's great.
I love he's got a real, like, you want to hear him tell stories.
Yeah. Oh, it's great storytelling.
Hear him talk. We wish also a happy anniversary to our qualifiers, Don and Jean Jerwiski.
Oh, a happy anniversary, you two.
Don and Jean, we wish you a very happy one. Enjoy your anniversary, you two.
It's going to be fun tomorrow.
And Sunday, just one name to put on the spotlight, Bill Anderson.
Bill, happy birthday on Sunday.
Happy birthday to you, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Anderson.
happy birthday to you, Bill. Enjoy your day. And everybody celebrating one out there, enjoy.
Yeah.
We take a quick look at our celebrity list here. And let's see. Taron Egerton is 34.
Ooh.
Elton John and Rocket Man, Robin and Robin Hood, Eggsy in the Kingsman movies.
Mm-hmm.
Good young actor.
Yeah, he is.
Darn good. He impressed me in the Kingsman movies, but he blew me away in that Rocket Man.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I didn't know he had that in him. How great is it? We got a wonderful artist like Kyler Cuzio on with us today at WIRI. That was a lot of fun. It's all, and it just happens to be Miranda Lambert's birthday.
Ah.
40 years old for the wonderful, the amazing, the legend, Miranda Lambert.
Very cool.
Before I knew a lick of her music, I saw an interview with her and fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
I just drop over heels, just flipped out. I cannot get enough of that woman.
Very genuine person, I got to say.
I don't know how you can't like her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you can't get into her music. She's one of those people, if she didn't like me, I think there's something wrong with me. Like,
exactly.
There's something about me. I like her a lot. She's good singer, songwriter, musician. We also want to wish a very happy 52nd birthday to, I know, one of our favorite character actors, Seth Walter Goggins.
Oh, gosh.
Most people, I think, would know him as Boyd Crowder on Justified or the Detective Shane on The Shield.
Mm-hmm.
He had a TV show on CBS for a while, The Unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Walter Goggins is famous for, that guy.
Yep.
Oh, that guy in that show that I like or whatever.
I know him, but I can't remember his name. Yeah, exactly.
Yet, he's been in he's had a real consistent role on the show. There's a show on HBO that with the religious show. There's preachers on. I can't think of it, but
I know what you mean.
The Righteous Gemstones.
Gemstones. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's been on that a lot too. He's a good actor. He's good. Warren G is 53.
Oh gosh,
regulators, mount up. Warren G, one of the smoother voices in hip hop. One of the smoother voices.
53. Wow.
Ellen Pompeo is 54. Dr. Meredith Grey on Grey's Anatomy.
The title character, as it were. Okay.
I've always been a little surprised with, as long as that show has been going, as popular as that show is, she seems to have the least success, the least career outside of the show. Which I wouldn't have guessed. I wouldn't have thought that.
Right.
One of the most wonderful human beings to ever walk the earth, Tracy Morgan, is 55. I'm a little biased on that one, but I absolutely love Tracy Morgan. Longtime Saturday Night Live alum, one of the legends to walk on that 30 Rock stage, a member of the TV show 30 Rock.
One of the most interesting, most quirky senses of humor that you're going to find out there. Yeah.
Just, again, loved his comedy. Love his comedy. Sinbad is 67.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Women be different from men.
Such a good comedian. Kind of interesting to share a birthday, Sinbad and Tracy Morgan.
Mm-hmm,
different comedians, but at the same time, a bit of similarities. Mm-hmm. I can see some parallels between the two. one of the legends at it, Tim Rice, 79 today.
Oh, wow.
Tim Rice has done a couple things in his career.
A little bit.
Aladdin, The Lion King, Jesus Christ Superstar, Joseph and the American Technicolor Dreamcoat. Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Mm-hmm. Did I say American? Joseph the American Technicolor Dreamcoat?
Well, it is Veterans Weekend. I guess you just throw that in there.
Yeah. It's just one of the greats.
One of the great lyricists of all time, for sure.
Yeah. A longtime partner or has worked with Elton John, I believe.
Yes, he's worked with Elton John, with The Lion King, and a few other things. But they've collaborated several times.
A lot of musicians today. Greg Lake, as we look at people no longer with us, from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, born on this day in 1947. Lucky Man, so many other ones.
Yeah.
So Carl Palmer is the only surviving member.
Oh, he's the only one left. Oh, wow.
Keith Emerson passed away at 16 as well, I think. Well, Greg Lake and Keith Emerson passed away in 2016. I didn't realize that.
They didn't realize it the same year. Wow.
Mm. Roy Scheider would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in this day in 1932. Martin on Jaws is what most people know him as, but fantastic actor. Very good actor.
Oh, man, if you want to see, in my opinion, his greatest performance, the Bob Fosse kind of biopic, All That Jazz. He's amazing in that. Amazing.
I didn't know that was him. I had saw Jaws before that and didn't know that was him right away. And I was just, as a teenager, I really loved that performance. One of my favorite actors growing up, and I think that one of the best that we lost out on, Brittany Murphy, born in this day in 1977. Clueless, Sin City, 8 Mile, Don't Say a Word. Mm-hmm. I really, really thought the world of her.
Fabulous voice actress.
Yeah, such a good voice. She did King of the Hill. She was one of the voice actors on that.
Futurama, she was on. Yep.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think Margaret Robbie is killing it as Harley Quinn. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. She is wonderful as it. I have no notes. She's fantastic. I think Brittany Murphy was born to play that role, though.
Boy,
I would have given anything to see her in that role.
That would have been amazing.
I just I feel like it's one of those ones that we all lost on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then looking at a Saturday, a couple of big names. Leonardo DiCaprio, 49 tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Happy 49th to Leo.
Oh, Leo.
I think one of the best of our generation, man. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best actors of our generation.
You know, he could have gone a completely different direction, but I think he made some very good acting choices throughout his career and has become, like you said, one of the generational actors that we have.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you necessarily get credit for doing this kind of thing, but he easily, all his agent, all anybody wanted him to do was do rom-coms.
Yep.
Just be the next, you know, that guy, that actor, that guy doing in those roles. And he couldn't have gone more opposite of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Has he ever done a rom-com? Has he ever done a...
Boy
meets girl, boy loses girl, boy, you know.
Titanic is sort of that.
Oh, yes. Ooh, nice.
But maybe after that, he was like, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm going to do something different.
Boy, that is true. Boy gets girl, boy loses girl.
Yeah, it's the same thing, man.
Girl loses boy.
Then they die at the end, yeah.
Girl loses boy.
Oh, wait, was that spoilers?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's okay. Great actor, though. I believe he should have won for What's Eating Gilbert Grape. Mm. He should have won an Oscar for that.
One of his early ones, yeah. Basketball Diaries, very good in that.
Another great one. But The Revenant is so good. God, I love that movie. Stanley Tucci is 63 today. Caesar in The Hunger Games. Meryl Streep's sidekick in The Devil Wears Prada.
Mm-hmm.
One of the scientists in Captain America.
Yeah. Dr. Erskine. He is another great, just wonderful character actor. He's in one of those rarefied heirs. Mm. He's like your John Goodman. Okay. You put Stanley Tucci in your movie, it's going to be better because of it, you know?
It's a good one. Yeah. I like that comp. I like that. Some people that would have been celebrating birthdays tomorrow. Jonathan Winters, legendary funny man.
Great comics of all time.
Robin Williams said in the interview when I was a kid, and I've never forgotten it, there would be no Robin Williams without Jonathan Winters.
I totally believe it. They had a very, you know, they weren't the same kind, but their style, their approach, I would say, to comedy was very similar. Yeah.
I get goosebumps whenever I think of this because I think of a world without Robin and I don't know where I would be as a human being or any of us. So big respect. And Jonathan Winter was so good on Mork and Mindy. So good on it.
I can't imagine them being in the same room together, though.
I've never seen another actor steal a scene from Robin. I've seen Robin pull back plenty of times in movies. The Birdcage, I think, is a very good example of that. The only time in my life I've ever seen somebody take a scene from Robin was Jonathan Winters.
Yep.
Being a baby in those scenes. It's so good. Kurt Vonnegut would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Slaughterhouse-Five, Breakfast of Champions, Cat's Cradle.
One of the greatest American authors of all time, I would say.
As we're in a time where we're back to banning books and this junk, this ridiculous. Can we put a ban on banning books? Can we stop?
Can we please?
What are you doing, by the way? You realize that these books are all over the place. Like, there's no erasing anything anymore. You can't erase anything. What are you doing? You're wasting time. You're hurting our ozone, and you look like a fool. You look like a fool.
Yep.
Your kid can go find it on Amazon. That book you just burned, they can go online and order it right now. Like, what are you doing?
It's not going away.
So I think Slaughterhouse-Five, books like this, all the more important that we make sure that people are reading these and keeping these in circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And George S. Patton. would have been celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Born in 1885. World War II general, old blood and guts, they called him.
When I picture Patton, though, I always think of George C. Scott.
It can't be helped. It can't be helped.
Performance, man.
We didn't grow up with Patton. The real Patton. We grew up with George C. Scott as Patton. So that's what you picture in your head. And then real quickly, Sunday birthdays, Anne Hathaway, 41. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like Anne Hathaway.
I like her, too. Ryan Gosling, 43 tomorrow. Sunday, wow. I mean. That's a good one as
He's
well.
He's a good actor, yeah.
Oh, the wonderful, the great Megan Mullaney is 65 Sunday. That's a great
she's
one.
She's good.
Al Michaels is 79 on Sunday, too.
Wow, Al.
That's a good one.
Man, one of the best.
Yeah, I believe the GOAT. I think the GOAT is announcers. He's, I think as far as it goes.
He's got to be up there, yeah.
We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get you some free callers and give you a chance to win that free callers. All right. I mean, our star of the day right here at WFHR. We encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 Stateway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Assembly passed a bevy of election-related bills on Thursday. One of the bills would allow clerks to begin counting absentee ballots the day before an election. Governor Evers said that he is ready to sign that bill if it comes to his desk. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One of those would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. It's now set to go before voters next year. Meanwhile, Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 31-year-old man Wausau police have been looking for since late October has been arrested. Walter Lee Calloway Jr. was wanted by police for two Marathon County felony arrest warrants, as well as charges stemming from a recent domestic violence incident. Wausau police located Calloway Thursday morning on Wausau's east side. He was arrested without incident. Calloway will be held in the Marathon County Jail until his initial circuit court appearance in the coming days. If you're heading to Home Depot in Wisconsin Rapids today, you can expect to be detoured through the south or north entrance of the parking lot. 24th Street South between those two entrances will be closed for a water service installation for the Emmanuel Lutheran Church development. The road closed down starting at 7 this morning, but they expect to be finished with the installation by 5 this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are at Tri-City Services.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
Coast. Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers. Available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Highs around 40 today under overcast skies, winds out of the northwest 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 25 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
No, 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 no. No, Bon Jovi.
Well, we could do Star of the Day, I suppose.
We could probably do Star of the Day. Let's do that instead. Let's do that. I think that seems like a very, very good idea. There it is. There's my music.
That was great, though. I love that.
Oh, that feels good. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's. What Seth and I are about to do is play a famous kids' TV theme song.
All right, cool.
All right, we're going back to the kids' stuff.
All right.
Just got a couple of these, so a couple of weeks of kids' stuff as we are in the first quarter of the new school season.
That's right,
and everything.
Yeah.
I thought this would be kind of fun, a little throwback for everybody. So Seth and I are going to play a famous theme song from a kids' show. You call up 715-424-2600. As long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you can win a family pack of four from our friends of Culver's. Mm-hmm. That is two adult meals. That's two kids' meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
That's a meal taken care of right there.
You don't got nothing to worry. We got that covered for you. You got one of your days covered this weekend. How about that, huh? You don't have to worry about dinner for a day.
That's awesome.
That's just from our friends at Culver's. We appreciate that. So we're going to do right now. We're going to go ahead and play this for you. Get ready to call, everybody. 715-424-2600. Or if you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you just got one button to hit.
That's right.
Get ready to hit it. We're going to play it right now.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. What answer do you got for us?
Isn't that Reading Rainbow?
Yes, it is. Woo! Yes, yes.
that had LeVar Burton in it, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Wait, it did.
Now it's official. You officially won. You had to get the winning bell in there, though. Yeah, did you grow up on that one?
Yeah. I watched that several times when I was a kid.
So I don't know about anybody else, but with Reading Rainbow, I didn't get to see it really on like at home. I got to see it when I was at school when they would wheel in the TV.
Oh yeah.
All right. So the wheeling in of the TV, I associate that so closely with not only Reading Rainbow, but with LeVar Burton. Like to this day, anytime I see LeVar Burton in an interview or anything, I immediately think of
the TV coming in.
And I was the guy that always usually had to bring the TV in. And I'm lucky to be here. Like all of us, any kid that had to push that TV from the AV or wherever into the classroom is lucky to be here. That strap that was supposed to hold that like 50,000 pound TV in place.
Didn't fall on you. You're lucky. Yeah, you're right.
Very lucky. Very, very fortunate. We appreciate you, Matt. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. You know where we're located. You've won stuff here before. You come on and stop by and pick this up anytime, brother, okay?
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
Have
you
a great too, weekend. Man. We'll talk to you on Playmakers or something. Man. Yeah, yeah. Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Thanks so much for listening and playing along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just one of those classic ones, Seth.
Oh, man. I just realized how 80s it sounded,
yes,
too. But
yes.
For me, Reading Rainbow, so I remember I was a devoted watcher of that show. And then I remember watching an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation, and being blown away. I was that's him. That's him. That's LeVar Burton. Oh, my gosh.
I was trying to think, see who the lyricist, who the singer was of that song.
Oh, yeah. That I do not know. That's an interesting question.
I'm not seeming to find it. I'll have to keep looking.
Yeah.
I'll have to keep looking for that one. But it's just a classic.
Oh, man.
It's such a good song.
Hearing that, those first few notes of the theme song totally take you back. I mean, for me, it's like a time machine. Yep. Absolutely.
Immediately. This part right here.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That part right there. I don't even know what instrument that is. And it's just the opening line. The opening, butterfly, and
yep.
Boom,
mm-hmm.
Right away, you are 6-7 years old again and just enjoying life. And just getting ready for LeVar Burton to read to you.
Yep.
Just
love that show.
Such
My
a
gosh.
Good show.
Yeah.
I would love to see a show like that be brought back or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a market for it or not, but I'd like to take the chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like to see. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. Be listening next Friday for another opportunity to win some free Culvers with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapid Culvers and our star of the day.
Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
What if your life story was a new podcast series? Would it be a comedy? An action-packed thrill ride? No matter what genre, State Farm is there for your what-ifs, which means they help keep your life story from becoming a mystery. Because when you've got questions like, what if my policy doesn't cover this? They've got answers. You can file a claim on the State Farm mobile app or simply call your agent. It's how insurance plays a supporting role, no matter your story. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Discover the power of networking at the next Rapids Connection meeting, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club. Registration is at 10:30 a.m., followed by networking and lunch. Plus, featured speaker Jamie White shares insight on building your dream team for success. Everything's included for $20, but the cost will be taken off when you join. Don't miss your opportunity to meet like-minded business professionals Wednesday, November 29th at Bullseye Country Club with Rapids Connection.
Ready for deer camp? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit membersadvantagecu.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's membersadvantagecu.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High of 40 this afternoon under cloudy skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 25 tonight, mainly cloudy. More clouds than sun tomorrow, 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Like a bandit stealing time underneath the sycamore tree. Cupid by the
Something about this song, man.
I tell you, the sycamore tray.
Yeah,
he really stretched that out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I heard a great podcast over the weekend, and they were doing a deep dive. The 60 songs that explain the '90s.
Oh, okay.
It's one of
my
favorite podcasts. It's amazing. It's 60 songs, but he's like up to 110 now or something, you know, like that or whatever. And he was talking about Terrence Trent D'Arby. And I thought I knew quite a bit about that man and his ego. I had no idea.
Oh, gosh.
That ego is bigger than I even thought.
It was crazy.
We're talking about a guy who told Rolling Stone before there was even a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that he had literally drawn his own wing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Shouldn't have tried so hard to be Prince. You know, just be yourself, man. Just be yourself. We got to wrap up talking a little bit more about Veterans Day. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, although it is also being observed today.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us would like to take this opportunity to show our appreciation. What's the best way to do that, though? You know, I mean,
that's a good question.
You got plenty of people these days wrapping themselves in the flag, whipping it around and everything like it doesn't have the meaning that it should. I get a little worn out from that, to be honest with you. I am not going to begrudge any American of living their life and doing what they're going to do. That's their right as an American. But I don't know, when I see somebody driving around with four or five flags hanging off their car and a flag bumper sticker and they got a flag belt buckle, and
it seems like they're trying too hard, you know? It really does.
I don't need that.
No.
I know how much I love this country, and I don't need to prove it to anybody.
No.
I don't understand that necessarily, but I digress.
To each their own, I guess.
Yeah. In a recent survey, asking people, what is the best way to show our appreciation to our vets? 70% of younger veterans and military personnel say they feel uncomfortable or awkward when someone says thank you for your service to them.
Oh, geez.
It's mostly a generational thing. Only 24% of military and veterans 65 and older say that they feel uncomfortable with it, possibly because they're more used to it.
That's true.
USAA is using that stat to challenge people to go beyond small talk like that and create real positive impacts in the veteran community. They suggest a few ways you can do this, like reaching out. Make the first move to connect with a veteran. Make a call, send a text, grab a coffee. Letting someone know you care is taking action.
Yes.
Asking how you're doing is a nice segue, is a good, you know, icebreaker.
Right.
But it can't end there. It can't.
No.
Can't just stop there.
No. And as a matter of fact, it's a great way to, you know, find out about their service time. Where did they go? What did they do? I mean, it's a simple thing just to, you know, to find out a little bit about them personally and about their experience when they were in the military. It's really easy, and they usually have some pretty good stories to share.
I would say that this next part is more so geared towards friends, acquaintances, neighbors, coworkers. Asking engaging questions. Open up a two-way conversation. Rather than basically just telling them thank you for your service, you can ask open-ended questions about their life and interests.
Sure.
How's your life? How you been? How's the family? You know, how are things going?
Right.
I do think you have to read the room. You know, understand the person you're talking to. If they are not somebody you know, you know, they might not want to ask the most invasive questions and that kind of thing.
No. And like you said, be aware of their response, too. If it does make them a little uncomfortable, you know, don't push it.
Yeah.
You know, don't make them feel bad about it. Don't start trying to pull stuff out of them.
Something that applies to all of us, but specifically and certainly our veterans, actively listen. Be present. Be in the moment. Don't be thinking about what you're going to say or how you're going to respond or what you're going to have for dinner later or anything like that. Actually be in the moment and listen to what they are saying.
Yes.
Be fully present for this. Giving someone your undivided attention is a sign of respect, which is, I think, your overall goal in thanking them for their service or any of these things. You can almost say thank you by showing that attention.
Absolutely. And you know what? You're going to hear some great stuff. I remember talking to my grandpa about being in World War II, about being drafted and what he experienced. He stayed stateside, but he had a lot of different things that happened when he was there. And it's really amazing, you know, all the different things that happen when you're in the military. So, yeah, I'm really glad I was able to do that.
It's another thing that's true for every human being, but more I think intended on a weekend like this and a week that we have like this, where you're never going to hear a boring story from a soldier, from a vet.
No.
You're never going to hear one. They've all got something interesting to tell you and an interesting story to share. Just got to listen. Just got to, you know, open up your ears and your heart and listen.
Yeah.
And finally, join an initiative. Support and or spread awareness for veterans' causes like Face the Fight, which is taking on suicide in the military community. Mm-hmm. The USAA suggests wefacethefight.org for more information. That's wefacethefight.org, all one word. They provide social media messages to help you spread the word, along with the links where you can give and resources to support veterans in need of help. Mm-hmm. Military.com has more suggestions on how to honor veterans, and CharityWatch.org has a list of top-rated veterans and military causes.
And that's a good one, too, because there are a lot of really good ones out there. So, but I would advise, do your homework. Mm-hmm. Be careful. Because you never know, there might be some fly-by-night, you know, people taking or groups taking advantage of this. We don't want to support them.
Well, and to piggyback off of that, Seth, I think another extension of this, all these things I agree with. We are also in we are in go time as far as you know voting goes, and yeah. As far as elections go. They kicked off this week, and they are going to keep going for a while here, pretty much until the presidential election of 2024.
About a year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be in a voting season and everything. Do your homework. Mm-hmm. Don't just I'm a former vet myself, you know, and that's enough. No, I don't care if they're a former vet. If they're a politician now, where is their vote going? Mm-hmm. Where is their vote going? Because we've seen plenty of times where a former soldier forgets that they were a soldier once they start getting money in their pocket from a resource or something like that from one of these people in their pockets.
Yep.
Find out who's in their pocket. Mm-hmm. Like, almost every politician's got somebody in their pocket. Find out. All the research is there for you online, and it is factual. There are plenty of resources out there, a number of websites that you can go to that have nobody in their pocket, no political leaning one way or the other.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Giving you facts. Mm-hmm. Find out who you're voting for and if they are voting for the best interests of our veterans. Mm-hmm. I think that's an important part.
Right, right. And one thing that I hope a lot of people keep in mind is that when we're talking about veterans, we're talking about the people that served. We're not talking about, you know, what happened when they served. Okay, that was not their decision. Mm-hmm. They had to do what they were required to do because they're in the military, and that's mm-hmm. what you do. Okay, so keep that in mind. We're talking about the individuals here. We're not talking about the decisions that were made in Washington or anything like that. We are just talking about the people who served.
I was partially raised by my papa, mm-hmm. and one of the early things he taught me was the idea of that mm-hmm. that we can. You can separate the two.
You can.
You have a brain. You mm-hmm. can use it. You can separate the war from our soldiers. Yep. You can separate this from that.
You can.
And I think if you can do that, not only are you giving our vets what they truly deserve, one of the things they truly deserve mm-hmm. here and the respect that they deserve, but you're also, I think, doing yourself a real favor the more forward you go in life.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of gray area, man, and there's a lot of times in life where you're going to have to make a decision between those two things. Mm-hmm. You can love this country with every single thing you are. Every cell, every mm-hmm. muscle, every bone in my body is a proud American and loves this country. I can do that and not agree with everything my government does.
Absolutely.
And that does not make me or hold my country accountable.
Yeah.
I was, again, going back to the two Marines that helped raise me, mm-hmm. They taught me that the best way to honor this country is to hold it accountable.
Yeah, 100%.
That's why they fought. That's why they lost friends of theirs mm-hmm. in World War II or Korea, was because of things like that. Mm-hmm. If freedom isn't free, we got to use it.
Yep.
We got to get our money's worth out of it, right? Right? And so we got to use it smart. We got to be careful with it. So when you're using your vote, when you're talking about our veterans, yep. when you're looking at ways to impact your community, these are things you can do. Yep. Just be informed about them.
Right. Our veterans did not give us a gift. They gave us a responsibility. And that's what we have to, and honor by honoring that responsibility, we are honoring what they did.
Can you save that for like 3 minutes from now? That's a great line to end on. I'd love to go right to the top of the hour.
No, we still have 3 minutes though. Oh, darn.
We'll fix it in post. We'll fix it in post. Have you ever broken a bone, Seth?
I have. I have broken a bone.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Breaking your first bone is like a weird rite of passage, but a new poll found most Americans never have.
I'm glad to hear that, actually.
That is a little...
It's not fun to break a bone.
Yeah,
it really isn't.
Same here, yeah. 45% of us have broken a bone before, 55% haven't. So just over half of us still have skeletons in pristine condition.
I don't know if I go that far.
Yeah,
but still,
yeah,
I know what they're saying, yeah.
Which bone are you most likely to break? The poll also looked at the answer, and it is your funny bone. No, it's a tie between breaking your arm or breaking a finger. Those are the two most popular ones.
Really? Okay. I guess since we use them quite a bit, that would actually make sense to me. Yeah.
12% of Americans have broken their arm, 12% have broken a finger, 10% broken a toe, and 8% have snapped an ankle.
Ooh.
I am in that percentage.
I did the arm. I broke my arm. Sledding, actually, is Ooh. How I broke my arm, Ooh. Which was... I went off a jump, and I shouldn't have done that.
Oh, okay. All right.
A complete somersault and landed on my arm. Yeah. It wasn't good.
yeah. Football got me. Football. I tore my ACL, MCL, fractured my ankle. Yeah. So the rest of the top 10 are a foot, a hand, a leg, a wrist, a rib, and 5% have broken their collarbone. Only 4% of us have broken our nose. I find that fascinating.
Only 4% have broken a nose. Wow.
My dad broke his nose 7 times, and that's what I grew up with hearing. Was that 3 times in boxing, 3 times in hockey.
To be fair, he was a boxer and a hockey player. Yeah. That's pretty prominent, right?
I would going into this survey, I would have guessed number 1 or number 2 would have been the nose.
Oh, really?
My bias of going into that.
That makes sense.
And I would have put the collarbone a lot higher.
Yeah.
Is the collarbone the most awkward bone that we have in our body? No, well, you know, maybe not for men. It's got to be one of them, right? It's got to be. It's right. It's so. It just feels like on all of us.
Well, and especially in like sports,
yeah,
because it's right there. Yeah. And then I think it's. I don't think the general population breaks it a lot, but if you're in sports, there's a good chance you can break your collarbone.
Seems like it. The poll also found 59% of us have had surgery before. 53% have had stitches. 17% have dislocated a joint, like a shoulder.
Mm.
I've done the separating my shoulder and popping it back in place thing. Not like the movies. It's not like the movies, everybody. Doesn't just Bruce Willis throws it into a wall and it just pops magically back into place.
No,
doesn't. Usually work. Takes a couple of times, and if you're lucky, you have your father there to razz you as you're doing it. Jimmy, I've done this all the time. You'll be fine. I've never had stitches. Have you?
Yes. I've had a few stitches. I've had some surgery as well. I've run the gamut.
Well, we're going to put you in stitches when we get back because we got plenty. So bad.
Wow.